Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Winter is coming, and in this week's edition of Garden Talk, we brace ourselves against the imminent invasion of the White Walkers with a little frost protection. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt, I guess.
It's getting a little cold, especially out in the valley, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I was the one morning, it was 36 degrees in the upper end of the valley, which that's one more reason why I don't live there. But being prepared for saving or protecting our more tender plants is definitely worthwhile. And that may mean accumulating some boxes and or old blankets, even to putting hoops if you have garden beds that were covered with hoops and plastic early in the season. Well, now it's time to put the hoops back on and maybe have some covers ready for them. Have some milk jugs filled with water, because tucking those among the plants can really slow the freezing process down. So, I mean, it's wonderful weather we're having. It's supposed to continue for the foreseeable future, but for some folks, changes are in the way.
Okay, so some gardeners may still have some things growing in their garden that haven't been harvested yet. So that's where the hoop.
I would hope there should be lots. I mean, my gardens are, other than the boxes where the garlic is going to be going a month from now, there's lots of stuff growing out there, and much of it can still be hardy. The Brussels sprouts and leeks, figure those are going to be there till October, maybe November. Peas are still going strong. Cabbages are nice and hardy. So a lot of the stuff will tolerate the cool temperatures, and of course the carrots will get better. I mean, as we get cooler temperatures, sugar content goes up. So lots of this stuff, and all of these don't need protection. If our potatoes get frosted, well, that's that's telling us it's time to harvest.
What are some of the things that are more vulnerable, and some of the things that we should be really careful about?
So if we've got things like squash and cucumbers and tomatoes, probably mostly in the greenhouse, but certainly the squash at least. Zucchinis could be outside, and those would be good ones that should be covered with hoops and such. And again, having the water jugs or even buckets of water even tucked among those would be good. The other one, too, would be some of our less hardy annuals, things like begonias and fuchsias and geraniums and that sort of thing. So those two, if they're near the house, like hanging underneath, particularly if they're hanging in baskets underneath the eaves, being off the ground helps, because it'll be colder down at the ground surface versus hanging up. But again, just moving them into, again, shelter against the house will help. Again, that will be a little warmer spot than out in the open yard if some of those plants are out there. And in the greenhouse, that, again, they should be protected for a bit longer. But, I mean, my single-layer plastic greenhouse gets down to just about the same temperature outdoors as indoors overnight. So that's, again, a place where having those jugs, buckets, in fact, I've got barrels of water in my greenhouse. That helps slow that cooling process.
You mentioned potatoes and carrots earlier as some of the more hardier vegetables, but how about some other things like tomatoes? Should we be kind of doing something to kind of encourage them?
Well, for those, yeah. I mean, again, of course, our days are getting shorter, too. We're enjoying, I'm getting 80-degree temperatures in my greenhouse. That's helping ripen those tomatoes. But knowing that things are slowing down, we want the tomatoes that have set fruit already to ripen. So it's worth going along and pinching off the flower clusters, which have not become green tomatoes. They are unlikely to do so unless we've got unless folks have a potentially heatable greenhouse, and even to add lights in them. So taking off the flower buds will help push the tomatoes to ripen what they have.
And cucumbers, that's harvest time.
They too are slowing down, and well, my green beans too are pretty much slowing down, so that the last of those can be picked, of various sizes. The small ones make wonderful pickles. And I'm planning to do just that. We made one batch earlier this season. We've been eating cucumbers just sliced and diced. But the old garlic dill pickle recipe is always good, and from my mother. And my daughter is now making pickles too, so she's carrying on the family tradition in a far-off land called California.
All right, Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature during the spring, summer, and early fall on Morning Edition on Thursdays.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I've sowed.